Last week we looked at 3.1 part 1. Today we're going to do part 2. A chronological study of Jesus' life shows how he built a movement of disciple making. He spent the first 18 to 21 months making known why he had come and building the right foundations into those who chose to follow him. The next 6 to 9 months of his ministry were spent equipping these followers to do the same work that he had done. The last 15 months of Jesus' ministry were spent investing deeply in those who would become disciple makers themselves and leaders of a disciple making movement. Studying the life of Jesus chronologically shows us how strategic he was in moving his disciples from unbelief to maturity, taking them from self-serving individuals to living as disciple makers for Jesus. Briefly speaking, we can identify 4 different commitment levels Jesus takes his disciples through on their disciple-making journey. The first is the non-religious and religious lost. In John 1:39, Jesus encounters Andrew and John and starts this journey with them. Jesus refers to his mission as coming to seek and save the lost, Luke 19:10. A lost person who is someone who is not yet a follower of Jesus. The scriptures speak of the non-religious lost, Psalm 10 verse 4, 14 verse 1, Romans 3:10-11, and we can mention Zacchaeus and Matthew, and the religious lost, Acts 17:23-24. There we could mention Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman. Jesus' challenge to the lost is for them to repent and believe, Mark 1:15. The second commitment level is the believer. The believer is someone who has put their faith in Christ alone for salvation and now needs to be rooted and established in their faith, Colossians 2:6-7. Jesus' challenge to the believer is, follow me, John 1:43. The third level is the worker. A worker is a believer who has put their faith in Christ, is rooted and established in him, and is now ready to begin to bear fruit. A biblical worker is engaged actively in the harvest field and beginning to reproduce a harvest of righteousness. Jesus' challenge to the worker is, follow me and fish for men, Matthew 4:19. The fourth level is the disciple maker. A disciple maker is a worker who lives the great commandment and the great commission in everyday life. They initiate relationships in order to see others journey from immaturity or unbelief to full maturity in Christ. They are not dependent on the church program to help them bear fruit. Jesus' challenge to the disciple maker is, go bear much fruit, John 15:16. Jesus understood that people were at different stages on the pathway, and he ministered to them at their different levels of spiritual growth and maturity. People at each of these commitment levels have unique needs. As we work with God in his mission, we must take these needs into account, and as Jesus did, we need to minister to them according to these needs. What do you think are the needs of people at each of the 4 commitment levels? Well, 1, the lost, the need is to be loved unconditionally, to hear the gospel, and to be challenged to believe it. For the believer, the need is to be in community with other believers to establish the foundations necessary for a lifelong maturing relationship with the Father, Holy Spirit-filled, prayerful dependence in every part of life, obedience to the kingdom's agenda, word-centered, exalting the Father, being intentional in building relationships with believers and with the lost. For the worker, the need is to be equipped to serve the needs of others, to be given service opportunities, to serve with other believers. And finally, for the disciple maker, the need is to be encouraged and inspired in making disciples who will make disciples who will make disciples, to be held accountable by other disciple makers, to continually to be like Jesus and to do what Jesus did. To fulfill the mission of disciple making, we need to recognize the different commitment levels, and we need to be intentional about helping individuals move through the various stages of development toward Christ-likeness. Our disciple-making mission will be most effective when each person is targeted at their level of spiritual commitment. Understanding our mission is a critical first step to becoming all that Jesus intended for us to be. If we follow Jesus' example, his passion as seen in the Great Commandment, and we follow his purposes as seen in the Great Commission, we will truly understand how to glorify God. May we never restrict the mission of God on the church to a weekly meeting where someone preaches. Making disciples who make disciples requires a multifaceted approach.